Each year, more than a billion Americans get colds. Between 5 to 20% of Americans actually get the flu. We know all about hand washing and covering your mouth and nose when you sneeze or cough. But can our diet help us stay healthy this winter? Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, is with us. Are there any foods, Sally, that can help ward off a cold or the flu?
There are some really interesting foods that can help us ward off both, particularly colds. There really isn't anything for the flu. So it's really a good reminder to tell everyone that a flu shot is the best thing that you can do. And these days, we also do have some antiviral medications. Again, they're not necessarily for everybody, but if you're at a high risk, you haven't had a flu shot and you think you're getting it, might be something to consider taking an antiviral. And if you have a family member who's sick and you haven't gotten a flu shot, it also might be something to consider. But for the most part, the foods are going to help us potentially avoid a cold.
Does vitamin C work?
So it's really interesting. You know, of course, Linus Pauling got a Nobel Prize for talking about vitamin C. But the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, says that vitamin C is still somewhat conflicting. And so that it looks like if you're under a lot of physical stress, taking vitamin C may help you prevent a cold. But for most other people, it probably doesn't do a lot.
Garlic is supposed to be pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. And don't you remember how they talked about people wrapping garlic and, you know, wearing it around their necks?
Yeah.
And it turns out that there may be something there. There's a substance called allicin, which is in garlic, and it appears to be helpful. Now, again, this is still under investigation, and the same NIH Center for Complementary and Integrative Health says, you know, all the evidence isn't in. We need to do more studies. But you can't hurt anything by, if you want to add some garlic and you happen to, you know, it'll taste good. Now, maybe one of the ways it works is that people don't want to come around you because of your breath. I don't know. But basically,
nice.
Right. It is something that is under investigation and is quite interesting.
What about supplements like echinacea and ginseng?
Yeah, I know. And echinacea has in particular ginseng has too, but they've both been around for a long time. So a comprehensive 2014 study looked at more than two dozen studies and found that the evidence for echinacea working wasn't quite as strong as they had hoped it could be. It might have a weak effect. And there's an important reason for that. So echinacea comes from a plant, and every plant is grown differently. Every plant has some products have leaves, some have roots, some have stems. So there's just such wide variance that the researchers think that there isn't this, when you take a drug, you know that you're getting something that is consistent. And this may be one of the reasons that we see these mixed results with some of these herbals and spices and plant based materials that they're just not grown or produced the exact same way. So some may work, some may not. And this is basically the jury's still out. I think one thing is important to note that for kids, that sometimes echinacea has been linked to a rash. So if you've given this to a child, and it's probably best to talk to your doctor before you take any of these things, but if you've given it to a child and you see a rash, you might want to flag that for your pediatrician.
A lot of people swear by taking zinc at the onset of symptoms, really early in it.
Yeah, and here's something. So the same Center for Complementary Medicine at NIH actually found that oral zinc products do have some kind of a positive effect. They evaluated 17 studies of zinc lozenges, tablets, and syrup and found that they cut the duration of colds in adults. And there's also been two evaluations of some studies looking at high-dose lozenges that have zinc, and they found that they also shorten colds. So this is something that seems to work. Now, the downside is that some people who take zinc will get a bad taste in their mouth, or they'll get a little bit of nausea. So if you happen to be one of those, then obviously you want to back off of it. And the other thing is you don't want to use these substances long term. It appears that they can sometimes reduce immunity, which is, of course, what you're trying to avoid. You want to be, you know, you want your immune system to fight a cold. So long term, you don't necessarily want to take them. And they can sometimes interact with antibiotics and also drugs to treat rheumatoid arthritis.
Talk a little bit about some of the other things we've heard about, the neti pot using probiotics.
It's really interesting. So the neti pot is something that also seems to be able to shorten the cold duration. The one thing that the Food and Drug Administration recommends is make sure whatever water you use in the neti pot is filtered. You don't want any end processed. There has been one rare case of an amoeba-like illness that came from unfiltered water. So that is the one caveat. But it does seem that you're kind of flushing out whatever is in your nose, which is probably that cold virus. And so that does work. And you also want to make sure if you use a neti pot that you clean it really, really well. And particularly, you know, it's probably not great to share it with someone else, but if you do, you know, make sure it's really, really clean.
What about the probiotics that Debbie mentioned?
So probiotics, yes, they are. We know that probiotics have so many benefits in so many different ways. And there are now 13 studies that suggest that probiotics can help reduce the number of colds and other respiratory infections in people and may also shorten the duration of them. So that's a great thing to try, you know, and why not? If you get a cold, why not eat a little extra yogurt? Why not have a little kefir or, you know, something else that will just make you feel good? It's a comfort food, and it may also help shorten your cold.
Talk a little bit about things such as just getting more sleep, meditation, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So we know that when we cut short sleep, we start to change all kinds of things in our body. And one of the things, we just put ourselves under a lot of stress. We also know it increases appetite, and it's just not a good thing to do. So most of us are sleep deprived, and it's really important to get enough sleep. That will help your immunity. The other thing that does help is in meditation, and I find this fascinating. So the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Medicine looked in a 2012 study. They looked at adults 50 and older who were either randomly assigned to do meditation, exercise training, or do nothing. This was during the cold and flu season, and they found that people in the meditation group actually had shorter respiratory infections and less severe respiratory infections and lost fewer days of work than others in the other two groups. So it's really kind of another thing to say, hey, maybe I could just take 10 minutes, five minutes, and just kind of be quiet and meditate, and maybe that's going to help me avoid the next.